It's time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. And Andy, one thing for sure, there's always baseball news, no matter what time of year it is, isn't there?
Well, it certainly is, Bill, even though the offseason's been very quiet in terms of the Red Sox and other teams around Major League Baseball is looking for the big free agent splash in the offseason. There's always some other little bits of information out there to get the baseball fan interested in the offseason, and especially with the Red Sox at this point with not much going on acquiring new players. You do have a situation with the Red Sox and Mookie Betts. They're involved in their first arbitration case of the season. Betts is looking for $10.5 million. Last year, he earned $950,000. Red Sox have offered him $7.5 million. The two sides had their hearing yesterday. Decision by the arbitrator expected sometime today.
Wow, that is a fast process. So little bits and pieces, but there's a bets of pieces right there. Okay, now, what about some prospects? Are there some prospect news for the Red Sox?
Yeah, a lot has been said over the Red Sox in the last year or so with Dave Dombrowski making all the trades that he's made, that he's kind of depleted the farm system. But there are a couple prospects that have made the MLB Pipeline's top 100 list for this coming season. Ranking number 79 on the list is third baseman Michael Chavis. And then you have left-handed starting pitcher Jay Groom, who's ranked at 85th out of the top 100. And Chavis himself is ranked fourth on the list as the best third base project in Major League Baseball. So there are a couple bright spots out there for minor leaguers coming up through the Red Sox system. And but again, who knows? Those players could be dealt in some type of trade at some point. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, we just have to hang on for a few more years, right? There you go.
Absolutely.
Okay. I guess one of the biggest stories for the team that certainly got the most press in the last 7 days or so was the fact that Red Sox manager Alex Cora and some players are going to Puerto Rico for hurricane relief.
Yep, they did that yesterday, Bill. Actually, they went down even with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Alex Cora went down with pitchers Chris Sale and Rick Porcello. Catcher Christian Vasquez is already on the island. And they went down to distribute 10 tons of supplies to people still impacted by Hurricane Maria. They sent down items including medical supplies, first aid kits, water filtration systems, non-perishable food, hygiene products, toys, and, of course, baseball equipment.
Andy, I'm concerned that Chris Sales, rather, would be lifting 10 tons. I'm concerned about that. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, probably not a great idea. Hopefully he was carrying the small packages and not the big heavy ones.
Okay. All right. I know you keep us posted on the countdown to spring, so to speak, as far as the Red Sox are concerned. And Truck Day is, what, less than a week away now?
It is. Coming up on Monday, February 5th, the Red Sox equipment truck leaving for Fort Myers. So hopefully we'll see the truck leaving. And we will also have a Patriots parade the next couple of days after that as well. So it could be a big week on the roadways around Boston.
Well, I like your optimism. Any other Sox notes, Andy, before we switch over to the Major League Baseball notebook?
Well, continuing on the calendar, we'll just let everyone know that spring training is 2 weeks away. Pitchers and catchers reporting to Fort Myers on February 14th. First team full squad workout set for February 19th. And again, opening day now 57 days away in St. Petersburg as the Sox play the Tampa Bay Rays on March 29th. Opening day down on Yawkey Way, 64 days away. The Sox take on the Rays April 5th.
Just a couple of months away. That sounds nice. And as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, I guess the big story again in the last 7 days might have been the Hall of Fame voting and so on. So tell me about that.
It was, Bill. We have four players being elected in on the ballot this year: Chipper Jones, Jim Thome, Vladimir Guerrero, and Trevor Hoffman. Some updates on some Red Sox players that were on the ballot. Roger Clemens, he received 57% of the needed 75% of the votes needed for election. That's up 3% from last year. Curt Schilling was up 6% to 51% of the vote. Manny Ramirez, he was down 1% to 22%. And Johnny Damon, first year on the ballot, he received just 1.9% of the vote, so he is now off the ballot. A player needs 5% of the vote to remain on the ballot.
All right, Andy, player signings other than the Red Sox, which is not happening, but any other notes from Major League Baseball on signings?
Well, the Milwaukee Brewers have been busy in the last few days. They basically redid their outfield. They signed free agent outfielder Lorenzo Cain to a 5-year, $80 million contract. Cain has played the last few years with the Kansas City Royals. Then they traded four prospects to the Miami Marlins in their fire sale to acquire outfielder Christian Yelich. So the Brewers are making some splashes out there, hoping to become a little more competitive in the NL Central.
Okay, and let's see here. Any other notes, Andy? I know the other story that was making news in Major League Baseball, albeit kind of off the field, was the Indians logo. What's up?
Yes,
what's there?
Chief Wahoo. He'll no longer be appearing on hats and uniforms starting in 2019. Chief Wahoo will not be appearing in the stadium in Cleveland as well starting this year. But interesting side note to it all, you will still be able to go on the Indians website and purchase Chief Wahoo hats, shirts, etc., but you just won't see them on the field any longer.
Well, I know that apparently Chief Wahoo was seen at a suburban Cleveland Applebee's with Captain Crunch recently. So, you know, I guess he's living well, though, so whatever.
Yeah, he's not complaining, yeah. But I'm sure he'll be a little sad that he's no longer going to be seen on the hats and uniform.
Life is good.
Bad day in Cleveland.
Yeah, life is still good for him. All right. All right, Andy, close it out for us with Major League Baseball notes.
Well, a couple of notes of notoriety here. Alex Rodriguez, he's been added to the booth for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. So that'll be interesting to hear Alex now every Sunday night. And former Padres and Diamondbacks general manager Kevin Towers passed away yesterday at the age of 56 from thyroid cancer. Towers was the Padres GM from 1995 to 2009, and then he ran the Diamondbacks from 2010 to 2014.
All right, Andy. And so if the Red Sox were to make a move, is there any inkling that the Sox are going to do anything soon here at all, roster-wise?
Really, there has not been any major rumors or anything floating around that they're close to doing anything at this point. They're still linked to J.D. Martinez, obviously. That's the one name that keeps popping up. It's a question of who's going to bend first. It all comes down to years and obviously the yearly salary. And Scott Boras is a tough agent, so I could very easily see the Red Sox walk away from the whole thing. You know, I could see J.D. Martinez maybe caving in at some point, saying, listen, I want to sign and get the spring training. So it can really go either way. And some other big names out there, too, that still have not found a home, like Eric Hosmer and some pitchers, including Jake Arrieta and Yu Darvish. So there's still some big names out there. They don't have a home. Spring training is, like I said, just a few weeks away. So it will be very interesting to see how this all plays out.
Well, how much stuff did they bring down to Puerto Rico? Was it 10 tons or what was that, Andy?
Yep, 10 tons of fun down there.
Well, I'm thinking if they can bring down 10 tons, they should be able to get some kind of a prospect out of that for the return trip home. That's what I think anyway.
Well, they may find someone down there. You never know. Absolutely.
All right, there he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone, with us. Talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.
And I'm Bill Newell on MSO New Sports.